Just in case you were wondering, good news, Halloween 2020 is on in New Jersey. Now, even though a few Democrat mayors are banning it in their few respective towns, but nevertheless, here are the guidelines that you will need to follow. Anyone celebrating Halloween by trick-or-treating, attending a party, going to a haunted house, you have to wear a mask, a face mask. Now, a costume mask doesn't count. Now, as far as trick-or-treating, the best way to hand out treats on Halloween night, just arrange it in a way that limits the number of times each little piece of candy or whatever is going to be touched. If you want to greet trick-or-treaters in person, wear a mask, social distancing, washing your hands often. Washing your hands, by the way, is far better than hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizers are more of a band-aid, and hand washing is just a lot more significant. Maybe combine social distancing and Halloween together. Use the Grim Reaper scythe, you know, that long stick with the curved blade, and you can, you know, lay candy on the flat part. Just, yeah, maybe in light of the coronavirus, using anything with the Grim Reaper might not be a good idea. Never mind. If you're going house to house, limit the size of your group just to people within your house. Don't do one of these pack mentality type of things. As far as haunted houses and hayrides, well, hayrides are outside, so that lowers the risk right there, but suggestion is to limit the number of passengers per ride. Indoor haunted houses, well, not the best of ideas. If you could figure out a way to set one up outside, that would not be a bad idea. Easy way to control the crowd, too, is sell tickets ahead of time and just schedule the rides or entries on a staggered basis, as they say. And of course, keep in mind, most Halloween activities are outdoors, so lowers the risks and still allows the fun, which, given the here and now, certainly a much needed time of fun.